things are accepted. You know, even if your house loses power, doesn't count. Sorry. Fill in the missing words and then it'll all be fine. So 500 words finishing at 7 o'clock tonight. That's the cutoff. Amelia, thank you for choosing Selector. What a song that is. Very nice choice. More Leaving It Late tunes later in the programme. So yesterday we had 10-year-old Johnny, I think it was. Where was he from? Wantage, that's right. A homework question, namely, when are our teeth at their sharpest? Classically, Matt wasn't much help.
I'm going to say during the night. That's when they're at their sharpest.
Night.
Yes,
I reckon when you're 93. And they're like razors.
Okay.
And they can tear flesh. Something like that. So, you know, we did get some helpful answers. We had a student dentist. We had lots of breastfeeding mums with anecdotal evidence. But here's the hard facts with Ben Atkins, spokesperson for the Oral Health Foundation and dentist at Revive Dental Care in Salford. Hello, Ben.
Hello there, how are you?
Have you been busy today?
Very busy. It's daddy daycare day to me, so I've been doing my children's homework myself. So I have a day where I look after my children on Wednesday.
You've
so
been
good.
Doing your children's homework yourself?
No, with them, obviously.
Oh, with them, obviously,
about things and things.
So to the question then, for Johnny from Wantage, when are your teeth at their sharpest? What is the answer?
Well, basically two periods. There's one when they first come through as a child. We all know about children teething and the bright red faces. My 3-year-old kept us awake quite a lot while she was teething. And then when the adult teeth first come through, they've got some three little sharp edges called mammillons on them. A lot of parents will come to me saying, oh, what's this? What's happening? And it's just the way they come through, and then that really sharp edge wears off. However, if you've ever filling and it's rubbing your tongue, you'll know how razor sharp they can be, because they're the hardest thing in your body enamel, and when that's chipped it can be absolutely razor sharp, and it's absolute agony. So there's lots of different periods because teeth can be very sharp.
Okay, so you can chip them at any time, obviously, but the main periods are when they first come through, and then maybe it's 7 or 8 or something when the permanent incisors appear. Well, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah, they're sharp as pins.
But the wisdom teeth aren't sharp, are when they come through a bit later on?
No, the wisdom teeth are, they're sort of a leftover of when we were Neanderthal man, and they sort of, some people don't have them, some people do, some people have one, some people have two. It just depends on how evolved you are, how many wisdom teeth you've got, so they're not really very sharp, though.
I'm super evolved. I have 4. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
Your teeth sharpen themselves? Because we don't sharpen them, but they stay sharp.
They do stay sharp, but they're the hardest substance in our body enamel, which is the white surface on the top of the teeth. And so enamel is ridiculously hard, but it can wear whilst you eat things over your life, and it can become sharp at different points, pardon the pun. But they can, when you get a sharpened edge by eating and by using them, they do wear.
And has the sharpness of the teeth that we have changed over time? Because obviously, you know, many years ago we had more raw meat, I suppose, and now a lot of people have a lot less of that. So I imagine our teeth might have changed and evolved.
Our teeth actually haven't changed and evolved over thousands of years. But what's happened is our diet, if you think of maybe thousands of years ago, we used to have lots of stones in our diet. That's what caused our teeth to wear a lot more. Our diet now is a lot softer, and we're a lot more of like a grazing meal time. So we do find that our teeth, if looked after, last hopefully all our lives. But they're not really, they're only designed to last for 40 or 50 years because of the diet, but we're evolving, we're lasting a longer time, and so our diets evolve as well.
But in general, our teeth are in a better shape, aren't they? Because there'll be certain people, certain generations, who if you open their mouths now, they would either have dentures or they'd have a mouthful of fillings, and that just isn't the case anymore.
It's not the case. In 1968, 37% of adults had no natural teeth. Now we're down to about 6%. So it shows you we are improving our oral health. There's still a long way to go, and oral health is worse in the poorer people in society. But we are getting better at looking after our teeth because we're more educated on what causes damage to our teeth.
All right, Ben, thank you very much indeed. Ben Atkins, spokesperson for the Oral Health Foundation. and a dentist in Salford. Thank you, Ben. He knows, you know.